In Saudi Arabia, as in many developing countries, more than 60% of the population is under the age of 25. But young Saudis are facing challenges unique to their oil-rich kingdom. The country is in the midst of an economic crisis, and the comfortable lifestyle enjoyed by Saudis during the oil boom years is no longer guaranteed. Adding to the sense of anxiety among young Saudis are new Western influences that are challenging many traditional values. From the Red Sea port of Jeddah, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In a private Taekwondo class, teenage Saudi girls practice their kicks and thrusts. 17-year-old red belt Nora Ismail says the class is a great outlet for her energy. She shakes her head when asked if she faces any restrictions or frustrations as a teenage girl in Saudi Arabia.
If you want something, you just have to, and work hard, stand for it, you know? You can get it.
But in fact, this all-girls sports class is rare in a culture that doesn't promote female physical activities. When a Saudi mother decided recently to organize a basketball tournament for young women, she says she was harshly criticized by the country's powerful religious establishment and forced to abandon her plans. The mother, who asked that her name not be used, said the clergy claimed that girls' athletic tournaments are anti-Islamic. The mother says such allegations are absurd.
I was shocked. They're suffocating the youth. If we don't give them the right channels, they will go into drugs. They will go into alcoholism.
Or simply explode from boredom, as one group of Saudi youth did last year. According to the newspaper Al-Watan, about 1,000 young men went on an unprovoked rampage along a major road in Jeddah, harassing women in passing cars, blocking traffic, and attacking police. Saudi Arabia is a religious state which bans dating, cinemas, and concert halls, and offers few alternatives like libraries or gyms. Young people are expected to conform to the dictates of both tradition and religion. But with the introduction of the internet and satellite TV, millions of young Saudis are watching shows like Friends and The Osbournes and being exposed to values very different from their own.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, etc., etc.
27-year-old Tamer Al-Hazmi, who was born and raised in Jeddah, lists his favorite rock bands while shopping for CDs. He says some youth have a hard time balancing their own culture with Western influences, but not him.
In my culture, there's bad things. In the Western culture, there's bad things, but I'm putting out the negativity and taking out the positive things, combine it, and I'm living my life. This is my life.
A rare survey here, conducted earlier this year by a Gulf research organization, found that half of the youth polled were challenging a lot of traditional family values and seemed, in the survey's words, to be troubled. Analyst Hussein Shabokshi says it's a difficult time for Saudi youth.
There is a sense of confusion between values. There is a sense of confusion regarding their own future. They are worried about the economic problems that they might face.
Saudi Arabia, once an extremely wealthy oil producer, is reeling from the combined effects of plummeting revenues and a growing debt. The crisis is being exacerbated by the soaring population growth and an unemployment rate that some Western analysts estimate as high as 30%.
We're going to have a little word association.
At a training institute in Jeddah, a teacher leads an English conversation course. New Horizons is just one of a growing number of institutes throughout the country that offer English and computer classes to young Saudis ill-prepared by their traditional schooling for today's job market. 21-year-old New Horizons student Kusay Mukhtar says his future does not look promising.
It's really hard these days because the Saudi economy is going down and a whole lot of people who used to be rich are not anymore.
The Saudi government is taking steps to reform its economy and create more jobs, and it's seeking to revamp its educational system. But many here complain the authorities are moving too slowly. Some fear that unemployed and disenchanted youth will be more likely to embrace religious extremism. Others warn that all the ingredients for a social explosion are already in place. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Jeddah.